来领受主的话。
Jesus is the true light that gives light to everyone who comes into the world.
耶稣是真光，他给愿意追寻他的人都得到这个真光。
You know, I don't often see that well, though personally, I'll just be honest.
我觉得不是每个人都能够看到这点，我诚实说，我有时候也不是。
And lots of times, I've been married 40 years, and my wife often reminds me that I don't see so good.
我结婚40年了，我太太常常提醒我，有时候视而不见。
And she's one of these wives that really beautifies the home.
我太太是很喜欢在家里装点的。
And she'll, you know, just work her magic, and put something nice on the table, and sometimes I don't see it for weeks.
她常常装饰这里，装饰那里，还有时候在。这个茶几上放朵花什么的，但我常常是看到，但我其实当就没看见。
Some people they're blind like this.
有些人像我一样哈，就是看到了，但是根本没看见。
There are things simply they don't see.
这就是看是看见，就是没看见。
Like, even the value of other people sometimes.
有时候我们没有看见别人给我们带来的价值。
Or the value of time with their children or their spouse, they don't see it.
有时候没有看见我们花时间和家人陪伴的那个价值。
It seems they're blind to something so beautiful right there in front of them.
有时候这个东西那么美丽放在面前你就是没看见。
Now we know this is true not only of me, but actually, and not just parents and spouses, but a lot of people.
我相信这个对我是这样，对很多这个夫妻关系也是这样，但对很多其他人在别的场合也是一样的。
And like the disciples we've been learning about, sometimes even we are blind.
我们看到今天的讲的这个门徒的时候，有时候看见这个门徒也是好像也是瞎的一样。
Blind to the presence of God, to what God is trying to reveal to us.
他们看到神的作为，但是就是看不懂神到底在做什么。
As God continues to work with us patiently, little by little, revealing who Jesus is.
神就在很耐心的跟他们一点点的工作，一点的启示。其实什么呢？就是耶稣是谁。
And not only who He is, but what He's doing.
不光耶稣是谁，而且耶稣在做什么。
Now you might be feeling like maybe I'm talking to you today.
你在想，可能这篇信息就是对你讲的。
I've got good news for you.
我有个好消息。
God is still in the business of revealing Himself to His people.
神到如今仍然在做工，他做什么呢？就是向他的儿女启示他自己。
Especially those who are willing to admit that maybe they're a little bit blind.
尤其那个承认自己有点眼瞎的人，神更要向你启示他自己。
The Lord gives sight to the blind.
所以今天的主题就是神把视力赐给瞎眼的人。
I've got a bunch of good slides, but I don't know if we can see them today, but I'll try it a few times here. You think it might be the battery? There we go. Good. Because I only have about 90 more slides, so I just want to, okay. Yeah, the Lord gives sight to the blind.
所以诗篇146篇里面说耶和华让瞎眼的得看见。
And thanks to Mark writing this to us from a first century perspective, he's going to help us to see that with several examples today.
所以马可他写这本马可福音的时候，他是第一世纪的时候，他让我们他在里面给我们看见几个事例。
Whether we're talking about blind physically or blind sometimes spiritually, like the disciples.
他让我们看见这个瞎眼不光是身体上这个眼肉眼的眼睛打没看见，或者还有一个就是你属灵的眼睛看不见。
And that was also Matthew's testimony, I believe.
马太福音也记载类似的场景。
We saw Matthew quoting in his gospel John the Baptist's reservations about whether Jesus was really the Messiah or not.
所以在福音书里面记载那个使徒约翰。曾经对于耶稣到底是不是基督，他也有个怀疑。
And like some of us, we go through some dark times. There's John the Baptist in prison, and he begins to doubt.
所以，像我们有时候会经过一个比较黑暗的时期，施洗约翰也是一样。他那个时候被关在监狱里头了，他想，哎，他已经失去自由了。那耶稣到底是不是那个基督呢？他有怀疑。
So to assure John that Jesus really was the promised one, Jesus says the following.
所以耶稣要安慰他，要向他证明他是那个基督。耶稣就说了这样一段话
：The blind receive their sight，
瞎眼的得看见
；The lame walk，
瘸腿的可以行走。
And he goes on to list other ways that the Messiah has come, introducing his healing kingdom。
所以下面就 讲了一段，就是 这个只有是弥赛亚才能够行的神迹。
So our text reminds us today that we get several examples of this.
所以我们今天的经文就讲到一两点的其中的。
And it seems that the common thread is, can we see? Has God give us eyes really to be able to see?
今天的主题讲是我们到底能不能看见，神有没有给我们一个可以看见的眼睛。
And maybe we'll discover today how well we see.
我们也会谈谈我们自己是怎么看见的。
Let's read our text in English today.
我们读英文版的今天的经文。
So if you're able to, I invite you to join me as I read the following. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked,Do you see anything? He looked up and said, I see people. They look like trees walking around. Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened. His sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home, saying, Don't go into the village. Yeah.Now, we've already read this in Chinese, so this is all taking place up on the northeast side of the sea or the Lake of Galilee.
这个事情发生的背景是在那个加利利湖的东北角。
And Jesus and his disciples are in a place called Bethsaida.
他们那个地方叫做伯塞大。
Okay, and during this time, a blind man is brought to Jesus.
那个时候有人把一个瞎眼的人带到耶稣跟前面前。
And the people begged Jesus to touch him.
他们求耶稣摸他。
Maybe not so different from some of our prayers.
所以我们有时候祷告也是这样的，对不对
？Right. Some of your prayers, maybe some of my prayers.
有时候、yeah. 你的祷告或者我的祷告也是类似的。
They sound a little bit like this.
就像这样子。
Lord, please touch my son. Lord, please touch my friend and bring healing, bring sight to the blind.
我们就祷告就是主啊求你帮助我的儿子帮助我的朋友帮助我的同事帮助我的家人求你触摸他让他恢复他的视觉。
I've prayed that many times for my own, I have twin boys, they're older now, but I've prayed that, a prayer like that many occasions.
我有两个儿子我常常为他们这样祷告。
Right. Once again, a person in need finds help through others who bring him to Jesus.
所以这个人他是有朋友帮他的。
This man was fortunate enough to have a community of people around him.
这个很有福，他旁边有人愿意帮助他。
Now we know, if you know anything about American culture, that's not often always true in our independent, autonomous culture that we call the United States.
我们在美国这个环境里面不见得常有这个事，因为大家都很独立，个人至少门前雪，不管别人瓦上霜的哈，都不来往，所以这个也在美国不常有的。
But this man, he had a kind of a community around him.
但这个人他旁边有一群朋友。
And the man was not likely born blind because he seemed to recognize trees when his sight began to be restored.
这个有人解释就这个人大概不是生来就瞎眼，否则的话他也不知道树是长什么样，对吧？他可能是后来才瞎眼的。
Right. But maybe he'd been blind for some time.
他可能瞎了眼有一段时间了。
And he receives this man, Jesus, we might say, unconventional ministry and touch.
然后耶稣对他的这个医治方法呢跟以前的做法不太一样。
Jesus took him by the hand first and then led him apart from the others.
耶稣拉着他的手到了旁边去。
Because Jesus is caring and because he is compassionate, he takes him by the hand.
所以耶稣是就是拉着他的手到领他到村外去。
And unlike many Christians today, Jesus wasn't afraid to touch people who were different.
那跟我们现代的基督徒不一样，耶稣他蛮有同情心，他会去拉着他的手。那我们现在很多基督徒他是不，对于跟我们不一样的人，你不会去碰他的。
And sometimes I've gone out when there's short-term mission trips, students are coming from the U.S. to Asia, and you can see that those who are uncomfortable touching others that are maybe broken or a little bit different. Yeah.
所以我曾经带领过短期宣教的队伍到亚洲去。那从美国去的孩子呢对于当地的可能比较一般人可能看不上的人他可能不太愿意去碰人家。
But when you see someone like Jesus, he has no such fear.
但你看到耶稣不在乎这些。
Right? Not like the religious leaders who actually were quite concerned and basically afraid of touching or getting too close to people they thought were contaminated.
所以那个、尤其那个时代的宗教领袖，他觉得有这个底层的人或者边缘人，他们不洁净的话，他根本不会去碰他的。
They were more worried about their piety and their purity than actually being vessels of God to minister to others.
他们更关心好像自己的尊严、自己的面子，而不是说到底是不是把神的恩典和怜悯带给人。
So Jesus takes them by the hand and he leads them to a quiet place away from all of the other onlookers.
所以耶稣就带拉着这个瞎子的手，领他到村外，离开旁边那些看热闹的人。
And then Jesus does something we probably think is rather crude. He spit in the man's eyes and then he laid his hands on him.
那耶稣下面做的我们可能觉得好像有点怪哈，因为他耶稣吐唾沫在那个人的眼睛上，然后按手在他身上。
And probably we wouldn't use that way today.
你现在要你要医治人，你会这样做吗？
But maybe it was conventional back in his day.
可能那个时候耶稣觉得是可以的。
But I do know that, and we've talked about this before, that there was a belief that the spittle of a person had curative healing powers.
那个时候就相信这个唾沫有它的医治的功能。
Maybe not just anybody, but a holy person like Jesus, maybe they had that belief.
不是每个人的唾沫都有一样的效果，只有圣洁的人才可以。
This is similar, I'm so sorry. Maybe this is a little bit similar to what we saw earlier in the Gospel of Mark.
就我们记得马可福音在早期有类似的记载。
But this time he spits directly on the man's eyes.
那这次耶稣直接吐唾沫在他眼睛上。
And then I think this is very powerful, he places his hands on the eyes at that point.
然后就按手在他眼睛上。
Laying his hands on the man.
在这个人身上按手。
And then he asked whether the man can see and what exactly he can see.
然后就问他说你看见什么了。
Right. And then Jesus no doubt sensing maybe something was not quite right or complete, he asked him, do you see anything?
耶稣可能感受到这个人好像 有啥地方不对，就问他说你到底有看见任何东西了没有？
Right, yeah. What do you see? But the man sees, it seems, only in part.
但这个人是看是看到了，但他看得不全面。
Right, he can see people, yes.
他能够看到人。
But they look kind of strange to him, like walking trees.
但他们看人看着好像在移动的树木一样。
Maybe something like that, you know?
就好像这个图片上的他看到的。
And he said in verse 24, I see people, but they look like trees walking around.
他就说我看到人了，他们好像树木并且行走。
So I wonder, is this guy been drinking?
你说他是不是喝多了？
Because Solomon reminds us in the Proverbs, he says, your eyes will see strange sights and your mind imagine confusing things. This is from the book of Proverbs.
那个箴言里面就讲说，当一个人喝多了时候，他的眼睛就会看见怪异的事情。
But I don't think he's been drinking.
但我觉得这个人并没有喝多。
So what's going on?
那是什么原因呢？
Well, it's interesting that after Jesus initial touch, the man first saw people in a whole new light.
所以当耶稣按手了医治了这个人的时候呢，这个人第一次看到人呢，是一个不同的视角来看人。
And that's not so uncommon. If you listen to the testimony of other people who have been drawn to Jesus, you hear something similar to that. They talk about, I see people differently.
这很多在圣经记载，当人被耶稣医治的时候，当他们来看人的时候，都看得不一样了。
Their testimony is something like, well, before I encountered Christ, my world was all about me. But after he touched me, I began to see others, people.
所以有人他的见证就是说，在耶稣，我遇到耶稣之前，我看到的人都是我自己的；但耶稣遇到耶稣之后，我眼里开始有别人了。
Like they're beginning to experience a change of perspective.
他的这个观点开始改变了。
And I remember when I was a young man and I came to faith around age 24, one of the first things I began to see is the value of my parents.
我以前是我年轻时候24岁左右的时候，我信了主，我就开始看到我父母给我的爱和价值。
Maybe before that time I was always rather critical, but after that touch, The first touch, I remember things began to shift.
在我信主之前，我在我父母的养育之下，但我看不到他们的恩典，我只看到我自己。在我信主之后，我看是逐渐感受到他们给我的爱和恩典。
But as we read this passage, maybe there's something even more going on.
但我们读这个经文，我们就发现还有别的。
Why was this man not instantaneously healed like most of the others that Jesus touched?
为什么这个人他得医治不像其他的圣经记载其他人得医治一样一次而彻底？他要好像看到的人像看到树一样。
I don't know. Perhaps God gave this man a view of how God sometimes sees us.
我也不知道，但是可能是我猜觉得哈，这个神要在这个人医治的这件事上，让我们看到我们要看到的一些东西。
Like trees.
我们看到人可能也是看到像人像树一样。
And those that read the Bible, maybe you've heard something like that before. How people are sometimes like trees.
有时候我们看到人好像他就像个行走的树木一样。
And in this case, Jesus is emphasizing that some are fruitful and some are not so fruitful.
对，你如果把人当成树来比喻的话，你就有个想法，就是说这个树是有的结果子，有的不结果子。
Or it might remind you of something that Paul said in his letter to the Corinthians. He says, "We see, but only in part."
保罗在哥林多书里面也说到，我们是看，但我们看的不全面。
And he uses the word "know," you know, like the knowledge of God, the sight that God gives us. It's in part.
所以好像给神给我们的这个知识也不全，还不全备一样。
So he could see this man, but not so clearly.
但这个人他可以看见，但是并不看得完全。
Only in part.
只能看到一部分。
He would need another touch from Jesus before his sight would be completely restored.
他需要耶稣再按手一次才能够看清楚。
So the question is that so different from our experience today?
所以下面的问题就是我们的经历和他这个是不是很大的不一样呢？
I've heard people, other Christians say, I need another touch from the Lord.
我们常常听到有基督徒说我需要主再次给我一次按手。
A second touch or a fresh touch from Jesus.
我们需要主第二次按手或者主重新按手。
So something that maybe Mark is using this incident to illustrate something not only with this man, but something that's also happening in the life of the 12.
所以马可在这里讲的不光是讲的这个瞎子的事情，他其实也在让我们看见关于十二使徒的事情。
And I don't know if you can recall recent messages I've shared with you from this gospel, but sometimes they just don't see things clearly.
So 我们就记载这个马可福音常常有记到这个十二个使徒，他们跟随耶稣，但他们看到事情的时候，他们其实并没有看懂怎么回事。
Remember last time we talked about the leaven, and they were so confused about what Jesus was talking about? It's that kind of thing.
记得前几章讲到这个笑的事情哈，这个面包和这个笑的事情，他们搞不懂到底耶稣在说什么。
Whatever the reason, in verse 25, we see the following.
第25节我们看见下面就这样记载了。
Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly.
那这里记载说，耶稣随后又按手在他眼睛上，第二次哈，他定睛一看就复了原。样样都看得清楚了。
Jesus lays his hands on the man again.
所以耶稣这是第二次按手在他眼睛上。
Right. I believe God still works in much the same way today.
我觉得这个那个时候管用，这个现在时候一样是照样管用。
Where if we anticipate it, I believe we can experience God's touch on just more than one occasion.
所以神有时候在多次给我们按手，给我们让我们经历。
If we lean into what God is doing in our lives, I believe actually we can encounter God, Jesus, in living unexpected ways.
所以我们愿意来寻求他，愿意来追随他的话，我相信神会在我们意想不到的时候让我们经历到他。
Where upon reflection we might think, oh yeah, I remember that time when God touched me again.
所以你常常会反思说，啊，我记得那个时候在那个场景神触摸到我了。
And as he touches us, sometimes we begin to see things differently.
当神触摸到我们的时候，我们就看事情的角度就不一样了。
Sometimes about himself, sometimes about what he's doing.
我们对于神的自己和对于神的作为就有新的认识。
It's like perceiving things that we never saw before.
让我们有个新的看见。
Right. So we begin to see, but not altogether completely, only partially.
就像这个瞎子一样，我们刚开始看可能看到一些，但不完整。
Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing if we can go through life anticipating an answer to our prayer that the Lord will continue to give us sight.
但我们的祷告就是求主不断地开启我们的眼睛，让我们能够看到更完整。
Maybe God first reveals to us that we are alienated because of our sin.
神可能刚开始让我们看见，因为我们的罪，所以我们没办法看得清楚。
And then on another occasion, the Spirit touches us again.
那后来神的灵又触摸到我们。
And we begin to come to terms with the fact that, wow, our sinful choices and lifestyle have brought undesirable consequences.
那个时候神让我们看见，因着我们的罪性和我们的罪行，让我们产生一些我们并不想看到的后果。
That's an indication that you're beginning to see.
这就是神开启我们的眼睛，让我们开始来看到了。
And then in time we discover there's so much more for us to see about ourselves, about God and others.
让神不断地开启我们，让我们不断看到我们自己的软弱，看到神的公义和圣洁。
And thereafter we encounter Jesus, who again touches us, opening our eyes.
然后我们继续经到被耶稣触摸，让我们眼睛更加得到开启。
And we begin to perceive that Jesus really is the way, the truth, and the life.
让我们逐渐真正的看到耶稣就是道路、真理、生命。
That he really is the only hope for this sad, broken world.
他是那位唯一的这个将要灭亡的这个世界唯一的希望。
The only abiding solution to our brokenness.
就他是唯一的解决问题的方案,
that he alone can save and heal us.
只有他自己能够来拯救来医治我们。
You might call this a revelation.
你看这就是一个启示。
Right? And how we later experience and interact with these revelations that God bestows on us.
我们怎么来用
A little bit different from what I have down here on the slide, but through the revelation we begin to interact more and see more.
通过神的启示让我们能够跟神的交通有更多更深。
It's a dynamic kind of thing, and as we get more revelation, we begin to experience God in more powerful, illuminating, unprecedented ways.
神给我们的启示越多，我们和他的经历就越多。
And that's a beautiful thing to experience.
这是个非常美好的事情。
And when that happens, we know it and are once again changed like this man, just a bit more.
如果这事情发生在我们身上，我们就像这个瞎子一样，我们就慢慢的在改变。
So this man, his sight was restored.
所以这个人的视力得到恢复。
The blind man could now see clearly.
他能够清楚的看见。
But Jesus sends him home.
然后耶稣就打发他回家了。
I think that's interesting. After all of this, Jesus says, okay, now you need to go home.
我觉得很有意思，耶稣给他做了这么多的工作，然后就说，哦，你现在可以走了。
Now, for some people, that might seem like strange counsel.
如果这是现代的这个counseling 的话，
advice.
就你会觉得耶稣好像这个做到最高潮，为什么就让人回家了呢？
Yeah, but Jesus oftentimes sees a lot more than we see.
但耶稣可以看见的是更深更广的。
And there's probably a good reason that he needed to go back. Maybe there's some relationships that he needed to rectify. Maybe there were things to reconcile back with his own family.
所以耶稣知道的是我们所不知道的。他可能知道这人家里可能有些事情需要他回去处理。有些关系需要他能够恢复。所以他就回家了。
Yeah. Like in our lives, maybe there's more than one reason. But he said, don't go into the village.
但是耶稣教说你不要进那个村子。
Don't go telling everybody about what happened right now. That's not the right time.
我想耶稣是说就不要进了村子到处宣扬耶稣做的事，因为耶稣那个时候不想让他到处去讲。
So as we reflect on this particular account, I think not everyone who has encountered God's revelation understands what's going on.
我们根据马可的记载，不是每一个被耶稣医治的人都能够明白耶稣所做的事。
If you've never experienced this personally, this might sound a little strange to you.
如果你没有亲身经历过耶稣的医治，当你听到别人被耶稣医治了，你可能觉得这个事情很怪。
But Mark's going to take us to the next incident with his disciples, and we're going to see a connection.
马可下面记载耶稣和他门徒之间的一些事，我们看看。 这个医治瞎子的事情跟他对和门徒讲话这件事中间有什么联系。
So before we end today's text, we want to look at verses 27 to 30.
我们下面来看第27到30节。
Read it with me.
大家跟着一起读英文。
Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he asked them, Who do people say I am? And they replied,Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others one of the prophets. But what about you? He asked. Who do you say I am? And Peter answered, You are the Christ. Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. Okay? I don't know. We read it a little bit earlier. So Jesus went on now northward to a place called Caesarea,Philippi.
耶稣这里又是往北走到了一个地方叫做该撒利亚菲利比的村庄。
And I want you to note how Mark masterfully seems to use the healing of the blind man to illustrate something like a parallel development that's going on in the lives of his own disciples.
我觉得马可在这里用了这个医治瞎子这个故事为一个背景来让我们看见耶稣和他门徒之间的这一段事情。
And as you might remember, as we've walked through this gospel together over a course of many months, not only have Jesus' followers been learning about who Jesus is, but others as well that are around the disciples are beginning to see as they listen and watch Jesus at work.
So, 我们看马可福音说话讲了七八章了哈，很多时候是讲到耶稣和他那和一大群人的这件故事。当我们也看见。当那个故事发生的背景的话，他那个十二个门徒也都在场，也都看见了。所以他这个十二个门徒借着这些耶稣所行的神迹和其他人的之间的应对来看，他们是怎么来认识耶稣的。
In verse 27, Mark tells us everything has been building up to this point.
所以我们看见这个之前发生的各种各样的故事啊，神迹奇事啊。一直持续到现在，好像到了一个高潮点了。
It's like the apex in Mark's gospel.
好像到了马可福音的高潮的一个点上，就在这一段。
And we see the question, Who do people say that I am?
所以耶稣就问他们说，你们说人子是谁？
In other words, can people really see clearly who Jesus is?
这好像就问门徒说，到底人其他人能不能看清楚认识耶稣是谁？
Beginning with his own 12 disciples.
先从这个十二个门徒开始，看他们是不是认识。
So Jesus uses this time apart with the 12 to ask these very important questions.
所以耶稣借着在路上就是跟门徒独处的这一段时间就问他们这个问题。
And like today, we shouldn't really be surprised how different people were coming to different conclusions about Jesus' identity.
所以他们对于耶稣的这个到底是谁他们就引用了别人是怎么说的。
So he asked them, what do others perceive? Who do they say I am?
耶稣就首先问他们说其他人说我是谁
And some, they said, say you're John the Baptist.
就门徒回答说有人说你是施洗的约翰
And some say that they think you're Elijah.
有人说你是以利亚
Others that you're one of the great prophets.
有人说你是那伟大的先知中的一位
Okay, but no, what's really important is what Jesus' own followers say in response. That's what's really important to Jesus here.After he's asked him about what others say, this is where we bring to a climax. What? How about you guys? You that have been following me, who do you say I am?
所以耶稣听了他们说其他人怎么说的，耶稣就特别想知道他们是怎么看的。
And Jesus asked, basically, what do you see?
所以耶稣问题就是问这个门徒说你们看到了什么？
That's a good question.
这是个很好的问题啊。
Yeah, when you're reading the scriptures,What do you see?
当你读了，尤其在你自己在读圣经的时候，你到底看到了什么
？Or when you're listening to others share a testimony or a message like this morning, what are you able to see?
你读到了这个耶稣医治瞎子的故事，你看到了什么呢
？Who do you say I am? Jesus asked.
你觉得耶稣是谁呢
？Who do you think I am? And Peter confesses, "You are the Christ."
然后彼得他就代表这个门徒说了他说你是基督
Wow, Peter who would later emerge as one of the leaders of this movement answers basically for the group
我们知道彼得后来成为这个十二使徒中为首的
You're the promised Messiah, the promised King.
他就说你是基督，是那是那应许的弥赛亚和那君王。
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine that moment?
你想。
What it must feel like at that very moment. Everything leading basically to this moment.
你想在那一刻发生的多有多么的好。
And Jesus responds, Blessed are you, Simon Peter.
耶稣回应他说这是在马太福音记载的，他说西门巴约拿你是有福的。
Yeah. And Matthew also recollects this moment and records Jesus' heart-stopping reply.
马太也记载了那一段耶稣是怎么回应他的。
Yeah.Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven.
马太福音记载说，西门巴约拿你是有福的，因为这不是属血气的指示你的，乃是我天上的父指示你的。
So do you see the key words here? Revealed.
指示哈，这个字，或者启示。
Revelation.
启示录那个启示就是这个字。
What you're able to see.
你之所以能够看见是因为被启示了
or perceive
或者你能够认识到、
right? yeah this revelation from God
这是神从神来的启示
so if we compare this incident which we also was recorded by Matthew we learn that Peter has come to realize all of this through the revelation of God
所以我们看了这一段看了马可的看了马太福音的记载我们就知道彼得之所以能够说出这样的答案那是因为神启示他了
And despite mounting evidence that they have become dull, Jesus' twelve have at least been able to perceive now who he is.
我们之前看马可福音看之前这么七八章哈就发现那个门徒其实很钝的哈这个他到了这一章他突然间有个大的启示他答对了所以一下子其实是神给他的答案哈、
yeah. It's like that in my life, and I think your life, if we're honest. We're both dull, there's things we don't see,And then there's other things that are amazing that we now see clearly.
这常常在我们身上也发生，很多时候我们看是没看见，但突然一些事情好像看得特别明白哈，其实那都是神给我们的启示。
And both of them are true at the same time.
我们一方面又是钝的，一方面又是清醒的。
And you know, they now see that he's the Christ, but that doesn't mean they actually understand what all that implies.
他虽然嘴上说你是基督，是神的儿子。但他可能并不真正懂他这话什么意思。
They're still confused about this whole thing about his death and the cross and what is he talking about?
他们对于他的死、他的十字架、他的复活，他们还是一窍不通。
Right? So they see in part.
他们看到了一部分。
But we celebrate that. We celebrate whenever God gives revelation, we celebrate it.
看到一部分也是值得庆祝的。
And we pray for more revelation.
我们求主给我们看到更多。
Right?And so Jesus charges them to keep it to themselves for right now.
所以耶稣就吩咐他们说这个启示不要告诉别人。
So as we come to the very close of our message today, who do you say Jesus is?
那最后我们到了结束就来说你觉得耶稣是谁呢
How you see him will impact the rest of your life.
你怎么看待耶稣影响你后的生活和生命
I'm serious.
这个非常重要的哈。
Yeah.It's just one of those questions that however you answer it will impact the rest of your life.
这个问题你怎么回答影响你之后的生命
Do you see?
你看到了吗
And then maybe a follow-up question. What do you see?
那你看到什么了
Right? The crowd saw Jesus as a mighty prophet.
这个群众看到耶稣就是一个有大能的先知
Or a great teacher.
或者是一个伟大的教师。
But his own disciples now are beginning to perceive that Jesus is the Messiah.
但是他自己的门徒开始来看到认知到耶稣就是那应许的弥赛亚。
And Luke tells us how on another similar occasion Jesus said the following to his disciples.
路加福音也记载在记载耶稣的讲话。
Jesus said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see.
在路加福音十章二十三节那里说那个看到你们所看见的那个眼睛是有福的。
I think we can apply that to us today.
我们可以这句祝福可以运用在我们每个人身上。
Blessed are our eyes, all of you who see and realize that Jesus is the Christ, the King.
凡是能够看到耶稣是弥赛亚是那个君王的话这个人是有福的。
This is the very turning point of this entire gospel.
这是马可福音的一个转折点。
So as we close, just a few insights.
那我们下面要结束的讲几点应用。
Mark has put together the story of a blind man receiving his sight and blind disciples gaining insight.
马可福音这里借着这个一个瞎子他的视力得到恢复，同时让我们看见他的这些门徒他们的这个洞察力得到更多的提升。
And it's the same way with us today.
这个对我们也是一样的。
If we're able to see anything or perceive anything from God, it's because of God's mercy and His touch on our lives.
我们如果能够看到什么，那完全是因为神的恩典和他的启示让我们看到了。
He's still opening eyes all over the world.
他仍然，神到如今仍然做工。
But their vision and my vision is in part.
但是那个门徒的他们的洞察力和我们能够看的东西都是有限的。
And just like I began, there's things that we don't always see.
就好像我常常看到我太太做的东西，我看是看见，但我根本没有看到。
Second point.
第二点。
Jesus takes the blind man away from the village and the disciples away from the lake and the crowds. And in both of these accounts, we see that there's some kind of secrecy or privacy with Jesus on such special occasions.
所以我们看到耶稣医治这个瞎子的时候是把他带到村外远离人群，而耶稣跟他的门徒讲他是谁的时候是悄悄的在一个偏僻的路上去行的时候问他的，所以在两个场合同一点，就是说耶稣把这些人带离开这个我们这个非常繁忙的日常的生活吧，带你到一个安静的环境里面。
Perhaps because revelation and the restoring of our sightor something that we're to experience very personally with God.
就因为在一个安静的环境里面，你离开了那些热闹的事情，那些噪音啊，你能够和神亲近，你能够更好的经历神，一个 personal， 一个很个人的关系。
Both stories tell of a process of illumination.
这两个故事都给我们讲到一个开启的一个过程。
The blind man seeing people, but they look like trees. The crowd sees Jesus, but they only think he's a prophet.
这个过程刚开始怎么样呢？这个瞎子得医治，是得了医治，但是他看人好像像个树一样。那其他的这些人群也看耶稣，但他看耶稣觉得他就是个先知。
But only those who become obedient disciples have their sight eventually fully restored and able to see that Jesus is the Christ.
但只有那些顺服的门徒，他们的视觉才会被神完全的恢复，让他们看见耶稣就是基督。
That should encourage us to follow him.
这在我们是好消息，我们跟从耶稣的话，神会让我们完全的看到耶稣是基督。
I want to increasingly become an obedient disciple of Jesus.
那神之所以愿意这样做，是因为这个门徒的顺服，我们也要在神面前有个顺服的心。这样神会给我们更多的开启。
And as I say yes to that kind of life, I anticipate more revelation. Yeah, do you follow me? That's okay, yeah. So as I lean into this obedient lifestyle of following Jesus, I anticipate that I will see and perceive more because of God's gracious revelation.
当你愿意有一个更加顺服的心智的时候，神就会向你更多的开启。
Right, yeah. So,Who do you say that Jesus is?
耶稣同样的问你这个问题，人说耶稣是谁？
How do you see him?
你怎么看耶稣？
Yeah, let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy.
主，我们谢谢你的恩典和怜悯。
Give us eyes to see.
让我们眼睛能够看见。
Help us, Father, to open the eyes of our heart so that we could really see truly who Jesus is and what that means.
开启我们心中的眼睛，让我们可以真正的看到耶稣是谁，而且那是什么，对我们来讲什么意思。
We pray that every believer here might say yes to Jesus.
我求主让在座的所有相信的人都对耶稣说，主啊，我相信。
Yes to a life where they lean in and begin to anticipate more revelation.
让他们过一个顺服的生活，然后从主那里领受更多的启示。
Anticipating that.God will open their eyes to new things.
期待的神会开我们心中的眼睛，让我们看见更多的。
Things they could never perceive before.
让我们看到我们以前所没看见的。
We pray your blessing on this people here.
我们求主的祝福临到在座听的人。
That they would pursue such a life.
他们会追求这样一个生活。
In Jesus' name.
追求一个顺服主的生活，我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
My closing prayer is I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened.
这是以弗所书一章十八节保罗的祷告，我求。我求赐恩启智慧启示灵，让你们的心里得看见。好，大家起立，请起立 ，please be, stand. Let's. 下面是回应诗歌，等一下哈。如果你要可以的话，打开诗歌本第七十五首 ，This is from the hymn book number 75，诗歌本第七十五首啊。基督已经完成赎罪，何等奇妙的救赎，从家已复活被赎回，何等奇妙的救赎，何等奇妙的救赎，是耶稣我耶稣，何等奇妙的救赎，是耶稣我主。站立有回应的祷告，现场的弟兄姊妹先祷告，然后会把时间给线上的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Lord Jesus, thank you for message today, yes, even we are within these four walls, we call ourselves Christian, but a lot of times we still only see partial of who you are. Please open our eyes bigger, more open, so we can see the whole you, can see who you are. Because on this world, we still rely on things in the world, our position, our income, everything. But you are teaching us. You are the only one we can rely on. And you know what we need every day, and you will provide. And there are still a lot of people outside these four walls. They don't even know you. They don't know you exist. And please send us out as your disciples.
Yes.
Yes. And then we can really proclaim your name among them, so more people will come to you. Because now it is really the end of the world. And we need to do all these. Because you are here. You are here still doing miracles every day to bring more people to you. And to give us the strength, wisdom, the help, everything we need. So we can go out and bring more people back to you. And then for our own power, we cannot do any of these. But this is because of you. This is